from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot, we your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome back to your regularly scheduled program. One more time for Juneteenth.
Yeah.
One time for Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
And we welcome you in here to the Thursday, June 20th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway. Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
Hey, when we start the show, you know, we give our fist bumps, our NWOs and everything. I tried to give him the NWO sign to shadowing Devin, and he looked at me like, I can't believe I came back to this.
Yeah, I can't believe that Devin came back here. Like, he didn't realize the first time. Like,
it's back for another episode. We probably only talk sports for about 20 minutes today.
Like, he comes in the day after the Kendrick Lamar concert and wants to know how we do a sports show.
He's sitting there like, I just can't believe I came back.
He's probably got professors at ASU. No, you think this is a party school? You should see these two idiots I know in Sacramento.
He's going back to class. Yeah, so this is what I learned not to do on the radio show.
He's going to be the first person to do a thesis on how to not become a media personality. Y'all should see these guys. Goodness.
These yahoos.
Gracious, these two idiots. You posed the question, I think it was on Tuesday. Hey, if we went the old Bernie Sanders route with a 4-day work week, would you want one on a Friday or Monday, or that little midweek break in a Wednesday? Well, I was like, I get what Casey's going. He's cooking up something. I think I want the 3-day work week. I could tell you after experience, or 3-day weekend. I think I could tell you after experiencing a day off in the middle of the week, it's ass.
Dude, threw me off so bad. I'm like trying to pick up dinner yesterday. I'm like, oh, it's 8:30, 8:40. Oh, I'm not gonna be able to go anywhere. All the places are closed because it's Sunday. No, genius. It's Wednesday. You're fine.
It absolutely felt like a Sunday. It was so stupid.
Except for Skips was open or was closed. I was upset about that.
Well, no. Shout out to Skips. Because that's the other thing. I started looking around at all these places that were open. And I kept thinking, oh, all right. Well, y'all are open today.
Yes and no. Mm. So the state of California, you should have been closed. Which, oh boy, they old okie doke. That old Gavin pool. Did you hear about that one? Okay. Gavin signed a bill to make Juneteenth a state holiday. He signed it on the 15th, didn't announce it till yesterday. So they got to wait next year to get it on. They could have announced it on the 15th. They would have been out today.
J.J. Redick has agreed to a 4-year contract to become the next head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers.
There we go. What's the money?
The long national nightmare is over. J.J. Redick is the coach of the Lakers.
How is Shams not the one to drop that?
That is kind of funny. Yeah.
You did this whole thing and Woj still beat you.
That's a good point. Woj needed one, by the way.
Oh.
Woj needed one.
Woj, I think, got a favor from Rob Pelinka on this one.
Or maybe, I mean.
There it is. J.J. Redick is the new head coach. I was told they wanted Monty Williams. I was told James Borrego was the guy. Nope.
It's J.J. Redick. It's always been J.J., in my opinion. Something happened where they stopped talking to each other.
I'm not sure he even got an offer. That's the wildest thing Shams Charania has ever said.
Shams was tripping with that one.
That's the wildest thing an insider has ever said. Yeah, I don't even know if he actually got an offer.
Shams was stunting. He was stunting on Woj.
I think Paul Levesque was behind this whole thing. This is a WrestleMania level work.
Do we have money?
No
we
money.
Have money?
No money yet. We'll keep following.
I need to know that money.
We'll keep following.
I need to know that money.
Woj just got the report out there.
Real quick. After the dust has settled and we've seen how things go down,
yep.
What do you think the money is?
I'm gonna go 7.5 to 8.
I'm gonna go 6. I'm gonna go
six.
Yeah, I'm gonna go six.
No way. I'm going no chance.
You have to pay more than that because he's probably getting paid pretty good at ESPN. No,
I gotta. Well,
you have to not pretty good, but enough to like overpay to get him.
So
out of
what
there.
I felt like was between his multiple gigs, the ESPN and the podcasting and all of that stuff, he was probably in the vicinity of $4 million.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about the ESPN stuff that has me hung up a little bit is, remember, it was Doc. It wasn't Jay. Like, JJ hasn't been in this role all year. Like, this was Doc's role. And so it's not like they brought him in. Right. It wasn't like Tony Romo or
didn't
Tom
bring
Brady
him in to be that guy.
Right.
He ended up
it's
being
like,
that guy.
Hey, we're moving you up to this team. There was probably a bump there. There might not have been. There truly might not have been a bump in that at all. It could have been the same salary from before, you know, when Doc Rivers was there till after. But the way salaries have inflated over there at ESPN, I got to assume JJ is in the vicinity of $2 million, plus or minus. Like, he's in that vicinity. And then the podcasting stuff, you know, multiple podcast ads, they're his. Oh, maybe not quite as high as $4 million, but
do you think Jay-Z?
You do hate Jay-Z.
I don't hate Jay-Z at all.
We'll talk about it later.
Do you think JJ, like in that situation where ESPN came to him after Doc went back to coaching, you think he negotiated a little bit? You think he played a little hardball, or was it a situation where it was like, bro, you get an opportunity to be the number one guy? Like if they kept the contract the same.
Yeah, it's tough because it can go both ways because it was, you know, the second half of the season, there are multiple things that could have been at play right there. Hey, we've got you under this deal here. This is the way it used to be. I don't know if it's still the case, is you would have like a minimum number of hits. So if JJ had, just making up numbers, 70 hits on his calendar that would pay him $1 million. No matter what, he was going to get paid $1 million. If he only did 60 hits, he was going to get paid $1 million. If he only did 50, he was going to get paid $1 million. And once you go above that number, that's when the price changes. So it becomes a, you know, if it's $1 million, what is it per hit that he does? And he gets that for every hit over the number in his contract. What it could have been is, hey, you're probably going to blow past your hit number this year. We're going to get you on the finals. Once this finals is over, we want to talk to you about being our guy long term. It could have been that, his agent probably would have said, well, you're moving him up to the A team. He needs to be paid comparable to what Doc was getting paid or what Doris gets paid or whatever other individuals on your A team gets paid. Like, that's what he needs to be paid, prorated for the remainder of the season.
Yeah.
And that's a possibility too. It honestly could have gone either way because JJ has kind of had, prior to taking that spot, mm-hmm. a little bit more of an expansive role. I think when he took that spot with the A team, the get up hits and the first take, I think those kind of came to an end.
That was his focus. Those were some of the hits.
Right.
Right. So maybe he would have reached it, maybe he wouldn't have. I said, do you remember what they offered? Allegedly, maybe they didn't offer anything. What they offered Dan Hurley?
Wasn't it 8.5?
Allegedly.
I don't even know if there was an offer.
They didn't offer him a damn thing. So
I think it was like eight and a half or nine.
I want to run that back then.
Okay.
It feels like JJ and his agent, after that fell through, was like, all right, that's what we're starting at. $8 million.
Okay. We could start there, JJ. That's perfectly okay. He has two national titles. How many do you have?
Mm-hmm. I got none.
Cool. He has decades of head coaching experience from a head coaching family. How many do you have?
None.
Okay, so your starting point isn't going to be the same as Dan Hurley's.
Who else is, if I may ask, like mm-hmm. I'm hearing there's mm-hmm. other, James Borrego mm-hmm. and Monty Williams, all these mm-hmm. together. Do they do a podcast with LeBron James, your star player?
They do not.
So how do you think he would feel about those guys being hired?
That's none of your business, JJ. We don't care.
$8 million a year.
Okay, JJ, your whole ass can leave.
Well, fine, I'm out of here.
Because these role playing segments always result in one of us quitting, so we can't let it go. You know, we can't let that end.
Somebody's walking away from the table
every time.
The role play.
Oh, this is just such a terror. This is just such a dreadful Photoshop. This might be the worst Photoshop in history.
But that was awful. That was awful.
Anybody got a picture of JJ in a black shirt? Like, what head coach is that they just threw JJ Redick's head on?
That's a good call. Who is that?
There's no chance. Like that. This is incredible.
Hey, who did the Photoshop?
Somebody got paid a ton of money to make that Photoshop.
What Twitter handle is that?
That's SportsCenter.
Oh, come on.
That's SportsCenter.
Yo, who is that?
I need to know who that is. I absolutely need to know what coach that is.
And when was JJ ever looking like that?
When
did they get that facial expression from JJ?
I have no idea.
Oh, man. So many funnies with that
one. I have no idea. And the picture that they chose for LeBron is also spectacular because, you know, that look is actually going to happen at some point during the season. And then there's Anthony Davis looking perpetually confused. Well,
at least he's on the court.
I'm
just saying, at least he's on the court. At least he's on the court.
Wow.
If it was TNT, they would have had him in a wheelchair.
Well, shout out to the... Damn.
TNT would have had him in a wheelchair.
Damn.
I didn't do that. Underdog would have put him in a wheelchair.
Well, shout out to the Lakers for not doing this on Juneteenth.
Well, big ups. They're the only ones that followed that protocol. Everybody else. We've got news. Yeah, we'll put it out today.
We got news. The hell with your stupid little holiday. We're firing Monty Williams after 1 year. We're extending Pascal Siakam. And we intended to start the show.
I was going
to
say Peyton. He said he thinks it's Will Hardy. That might be a good call.
Oh,
that might be a good call.
Oh, that's a great call right there, Peyton. That is a great call right there.
Will Hardy.
Body. Yeah, that's a great call. Just take the Jazz logo out, put a little Lakers logo on.
They photoshopped Will Hardy and put JJ's face on him.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. We'll come back.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait a minute. There's another Photoshop. I think if we dig a little bit deeper, we could find out who this is. Stilo and Casey, we're just getting started. JJ Redick is the new head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. The Cleveland Cavaliers are looking for their head coach. Now the Detroit Pistons are looking for a head coach. And we lost one of the most important figures in baseball and in all of sports while we were away. De'Aaron Fox spoke to the media. Matt George is going to join us. We've got a lot to catch up on. We're so happy that you're here with us. It's Dylan McKaysee, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
So a couple of things we pulled up during the commercial break. The Lakers offer allegedly.
Allegedly. We don't even know if it really happened.
To Dan Hurley was a 6-year, $70 million offer. So that's 11 and some change, maybe just shy of 12 or whatever. But the write-up does not have anything regarding the dollar figure for J.J. Redick, who is the new head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. And according to this article from Adrian Wojnarowski, Rob Pelinka offered J.J. Redick the job this morning. Okay.
This thing is funny, man.
Pelinka became sold on Redick's ability. By the way, who do you think Woj's source is? Yeah. Pelinka became sold on Redick's ability.
Just say from Rob Pelinka.
To connect with players in his basketball IQ and believe surrounding him with an elite coaching staff will help to shorten his learning curve into his first coaching job, sources said. Oh, for God's sake.
Sources said. Rob said.
This is literally an article written by Rob Pelinka with Adrian Wojnarowski's name on it.
Oh, man.
But the real question is, and I don't know this as a shoot, has Shams confirmed the news yet? He has not. Shams has not tweeted in 4 hours. He is furious.
You imagine Shams drops it. Yeah, they haven't even offered JJ a contract yet.
Bro. So, dead serious. Is Shams angry or is he vindicated?
He should be angry. He took an L. This should have been his news to break. This was his the whole time. And then Woj got you.
I mean,
the way these guys act too, I think like that stuff matters to them. And Woj got you.
Did he take an L though?
Yeah. This is your story.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just saying he's the one that's been saying JJ from the start, though.
But he didn't get it when it was final?
And there's still no tweet, too.
I don't know what happened there.
He didn't get an article written by Rob Pelinka with his name on it.
Well, Rob was never his source.
Rob, it sure wasn't.
Rob was never his source.
Sure
his,
wasn't.
His source was, like you said, either somebody else in the organization.
Somebody else.
Or it was the people.
I don't even know.
The player side.
I know who his source is and don't even know who his source is. Like, I know, but it's like, what does this person do in the organization?
I'm sending a text to Linda Rambis. What happened?
You were supposed to tell me.
Sorry, I was out at the pop-out last night. I was
no.
A little hungover from the pop-out.
Bron was there.
Bron was there. Savannah was there.
There's speculation LeBron wouldn't go on stage yesterday. Do you think that that's true?
It wouldn't? Like he was asked to and wouldn't?
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think it is either.
I don't know. Maybe he wouldn't.
Kendrick told that man to keep his family away from Drake.
Yeah, he did. He did.
That's one of the crazier parts of this whole thing. He said, Steph, keep your kids away from this man. LeBron, keep your kids away from this man.
That was a song he didn't perform last night, huh?
That's the only one he didn't perform, yeah.
Interesting.
Why?
Why didn't he perform it?
There's no vibes to it.
There's no vibes to the 6:16.
That's cap. Well, one, he only
I like 6:16.
He only did a verse, and all it is it's just a lyrical run.
Yeah. If I was him, I would have.
I was surprised he did it.
I would. If I'm gonna do all the other disses, I would have done Meet the Grams.
That's just a tough. I think that's a tough track because it does. It's the even though it's on the streaming platforms and 6:16 isn't. Mm-hmm. I think it's the least. Like, what do you, like, there was a lot of crowd participation yesterday. What do you do with that? Because that's a four-verse record. Yeah. You can drop a verse from 6:16 and keep it moving. 6:16 is essentially a freestyle.
He could have done the opening verse of Meet the Gram.
If anything, he could have done, you're right, he could have, if you do anything, you probably do the one to Dear Aubrey. Mm-hmm. You do, which I think is the last one. Mm-hmm. You do the last verse. Because I think the first one is to Adonis.
Yeah, to Adonis.
And then his mom. Mm-hmm. And then this this mysterious daughter. and then you could drop the last verse to Drake, because if it had gone quiet and he hit you with the Dear Aubrey, the crowd would have gone nuts. The crowd would have gone nuts.
Yeah, he could have. I thought he could have done that song. Or done a verse. He didn't have to do the whole song.
I mean, there's a lot he didn't do. Like, he left a lot on the table. I mean, that was he really let, you know, that show, that was a real heavy on and Friends part.
That was a moment. We can talk about it later, but or now or whatever. But that was a
well, our show has been turned up. I wanted to start by saluting Willie Mays, but JJ Redick is the head coach of the Lakers.
Look at him.
And we've been waiting for this news to get here, though. It felt like when Mike Breen said goodbye to JJ Redick, and then of course you had the note because you're a big Get Up watcher. You had the Jay Williams note where he was talking about.
He said, "We wish him well." What? On Monday or Tuesday, we wish JJ Wells is the new rookie head coach.
Dude, Woj just got balls. Like, he's still doing this hit in front of his book about the damn Hurley family.
That reminds me of Jay Williams, the first taking all. You see Stephen A. talking about JJ and Monty Williams.
Yeah,
he's like, oh yeah, maybe the Lakers take a look at Monty Williams because JJ's an acquired taste. Yeah, we know how you feel about him.
I don't know. Maybe Dan
Stephen A. is perpetually out of pocket.
He's had a run for about a month now where he's just been off.
He was wilding on Tuesday.
Was that Molly?
Yeah, Molly.
We're talking about Molly and Eaton.
What the hell?
It's got nothing to do with nothing, Stephen A. Like, stop.
Hell? Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe I'm still
So what made me say that is was the Paul George thing. Like, because at first, so Paul George said on his podcast that he was frustrated with Stephen A. for making that remark about Kawhi Leonard. And
who did not cut his hair, by the way.
He did not cut his hair, right. And he, you know, he went on to talk about Kawhi, defend Kawhi and all of that. And then I went back and looked at the clip, and because my first thought was like, why didn't you say this on the broadcast? And then I realized probably doesn't feel like he can. Because I think Stephen A.'s remark was like, nobody knows what it's like to play without a superstar like Paul George. Nobody knows. And Paul George kind of laughs and goes, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
But he's laughing.
Yeah.
And he's just like, nah, don't do that. Don't do that. And then his mic kind of fades as Stephen A. keeps saying it, which to me, that's just trash on Stephen A.'s part. Because Paul George can't really say anything. Right. Like, he's got to be.
That's still his teammate.
Yeah. Like, he's got to be professional.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to, you know, not create an incident on television. Mm-hmm. And he probably has someone in his ear going, three, two. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I that was weak.
Just like when Paul George tried to comment before the end of the halftime commercial and they just faded. Like, yeah, what you think about that? Yeah, it's just, man, you see. Oh, damn, Paul.
Give me my money. Hey, I get a win. I get the dub.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I get the dub.
I don't know what it's for, but yeah, you get a win.
Shout out Shams. Shams is working.
How does it? Well, hold on.
No, I got it.
This isn't Pocket Watches, I don't think.
Hold on.
I just get a random dub. Yeah, this is just a win.
I need to see what it's talking about.
7 weeks after firing Darvin Ham. Jesus, he was fired 7 weeks ago.
Mm.
Los Angeles Lakers landed on their next head coach, J.J. Redick, the 15-year NBA veteran turned podcaster and broadcaster. League sources with direct knowledge of the situation tell The Athletic Redick is signing a 4-year deal worth in the neighborhood of $8 million per season.
Hold on. What is... Yo, hey, what's my man's talking about? What's my man's talking about?
Get the dub. Guy said he wanted a win. I gave him a win.
Don't give him no damn win. Because didn't we have a whole skit where I said, you're paying me $8 million a year?
Yeah, that was based on the wrong number, though.
So what?
You know what, Dan? You can have two wins.
And then when the real number came out, said, nah, he ain't getting 11.
Yeah, he ain't getting an 11 and a half.
That's a win for me. How are people just trying to steal wins from me? Right. I literally said $8 million.
Question
now.
So speaking of wins, does Shams get it back since he has the money value?
He never didn't have it. That's a double negative there. But he never didn't. He always had to win in my book.
To go back to the original discussions around J.J. Redick to begin with,
mm-hmm.
he did exactly what we said he would do. He reset the first year.
He did.
Wow. Head coach.
$8 million.
Yeah. Like, remember, just keep in mind, Mike Brown had to fight to get this,
mm-hmm.
and he made half that last year.
That's crazy.
And J.J. Redick's walking from behind a table with Doris Burke and Mike Breen and LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Into now the important here is the wording of this. Deal worth in the neighborhood of $8 million per season with the Lakers. So they're, you know, Mike Brown to this effing day. The only coach who's having incentives reported in his contract. Hasn't happened before, hasn't happened since, but for some reason with Mike Brown it did. Low-key kind of pissing me off.
That was crazy.
That's an organizational fail.
And Mike ended up, just for reference for everybody, he ended up at $10 million a year, right? Then he get $10 million, a 3-year extension worth $30
million?
I thought that was the number.
Yeah, so he got so some of that money is going to this year.
Oh, that's right.
So this year is basically torn up, and he, instead of making 4.5, he's making like 8 or 8.5 or whatever the number was.
Gotcha.
Behind the scenes, the Lakers had been zeroing in on Redick for the past 4 weeks.
That's Shams.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is Shams, my guy down there who I like. Oh, did he get they get Shams Charania, Sam Amick, and more. Did they give my guy the "and more" tag?
Damn.
No wonder I can't remember his name. They call him "and more." Jesus.
Damn.
It's a cold game over at the Athletic.
Oh, man.
Woo, but yeah, this is Shams, Sam, and I think Javon.
Shout out Ann Moore.
Big ups to him.
I'm sorry. I'm just scrolling through the article because I really want to get to the Dan Hurley part.
So I don't know what happened with Dan. We've heard some things and all that. I still feel like I heard what Dan had to say. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay. Check this out. This is way down the article, right? He's talked about Mike Budenholzer and Ty Lue. He's talked about David Adelman and Sam Cassell at this point. Mm-hmm. Then, seemingly out of nowhere, came Dan Hurley. On June 6th, ESPN reported that the coach of the back-to-back national champion UConn Huskies was the, quote, target of the Lakers search. Beyond Jeannie Buss.
Quote, though.
Beyond Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka, the pursuit was kept tight-lipped within the organization. That checks out based on what we heard. Mm-hmm. Only Pelinka and Jeannie Buss met with Hurley when he and his wife, Andrea, came to the Lakers facility on June 7th. Hurley was flown out to Los Angeles and offered a six-year, $70 million contract, according to sources briefed on the matter. So perhaps Shams is finally acknowledging that the contract was offered. He returned home to Connecticut. The basketball world waited for his decision. He passed six. He reports on his UConn contract. Even though the Lakers moved quickly to offer Hurley a contract that would have made him one of the highest paid coaches in the league, several people inside the Lakers organizations and externally wondered about the true overall genuineness of the pursuit and whether the franchise had been used by Hurley to get more money to stay at UConn. The Hurley situation was seen by one source with direct involvement in the search as a Hail Mary attempt. Feel like I know who that source is. Oh, this is spectacular.
You know, the
Shams Shade might be my new favorite thing.
That's, he ain't playing.
That might be
he
my
not
new
playing.
Favorite
it can't
thing.
Wait for draft day either. That's gonna be crazy. I really, you know how I feel about the Dan Hurley thing. I don't think he was ever going to the Lakers. I don't think he ever seriously considered him.
So, to be clear, though, you feel that from Dan Hurley's part, not from the Lakers' part.
No. Not, yeah, you're right. Correct. I heard what he had to say, obviously, from Levitard. He's like, yo, it's the stupidest thing in the world to use them as leverage or whatever the case may be. I don't think that was necessarily the plan. But look, Dan, come on now. It doesn't – if yes, you could go into – UConn's offices and say, hey, I won back-to-back titles. I want a raise. Give me a raise. You can absolutely do that for sure. It doesn't hurt if you got leverage of, hey, NBA team really wants me. You know what I mean? Maybe that's not your original plan, but if Shams or excuse me, not Shams, if Woj or whatever comes, say, hey, buddy, you know, I got some connects that, you know, you can get a look from the Lakers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the look is one thing. Like, he got, according to some, a contract offer.
That he was never going to take, in my opinion.
But my point is, that's more than a look.
No, it's the Lakers are, that's what they really wanted to do. Dan was never going to go.
I see.
And maybe that was like, not the goal, but that's what they needed, right? To get, like, hey, there's the money that I could leave for. What can you guys do? I'm going to give you the first right of refusal here, UConn. What can you do with this contract? You may not have to, you know, have the exact same number, but let's get that number up a little bit.
But remember the most important part about this that's not acknowledged in any report except from D'Lo and KC, little old D'Lo and KC in Sacramento.
We got connects.
He didn't want this public.
That's true. That's true.
And that I think of all, that lends the most credence to what you're saying. Mm-hmm. What Shams is saying is a bit silly. Because Shams is framing this more from the Lakers thing. Mm-hmm. Like, the Lakers, they threw a Hail Mary at Dan Hurley as if they hadn't thought or talked about Dan Hurley at all. And were just like, here, give him $70 million. That's kind of a little bit of a wild thought. Mm-hmm. But from the layout that you just gave us and what we know that Dan did not want this public, that has far, far more validity than anything to me that Shams and these guys are writing. Is Dan probably didn't want to leave and he was going to quietly use this as a negotiation tool. Mm-hmm. And it worked. With the exception of it became public, which is not something he wanted.
You heard it here first, though. My man, Damian Barley, says, my points are more valid than Shams. You heard it here first.
You're 100%.
Well, all the time, I was saying.
Oh, okay.
Well, Kenny Shade is good too. I mean, Sham Shade right now is that's untouchable. But
yeah, that's gonna go down as a pretty bizarre situation. Like what happened? Like Dan Hurley out of nowhere, the way Woj reported it and talked about it. That was a wild 5 days or so.
This is more from Adrian Wojnarowski. You won't believe what the first word after sources is.
What's that?
Palenka's first conversation with Redick came at the Chicago Draft Combine in mid-May, but Palenka had a much longer visit with Dan Hurley there and set him exclusively on the path of pursuing the UConn coach, who eventually turned down an offer. Mm. Palenka long held an intrigue in Redick in those talks. Became
pretty thorough, too. Isn't that so? Wasn't the thing Woj said when he finally conceded was he's like the very first interview for JJ Redick?
Yes.
And Shams had been like,
They've talked. They've been talked.
Pretty detailed. Of course they've talked. I wonder what happened there, though. I speculate, and I could be wrong. I'm just speculating. I feel like the number wasn't maybe where JJ wanted it. And I feel like JJ pulled back a little bit. Because all the talk, like everybody can't be this wrong. All the talk was that the Lakers it was going to be JJ.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was all the talk. And then all of a sudden Dan Hurley comes into play. So what made it where they didn't?
We laugh at Shams' wording, but it did feel like Dan Hurley came out of nowhere.
He did. And I just wanted somebody pulled back on the situation, whether it was the Lakers or JJ. And I just don't know what made them pull back, either one of them.
I don't like after the Dan Hurley stuff. Or
no,
before.
Because like I said, everybody was saying it was JJ.
So, OK, so what if it was like, hey, within the Lakers offices, we really like JJ. We think JJ's probably the guy. There's one name, though, that I feel like we have to pursue because this might be our only chance to get him. Is that Dan Hurley? Let's have a conversation with Dan Hurley, see what he thinks, see how he feels, and go from there. So you do the whole meeting thing, all of that happens again. This becomes public. Like I think the biggest thing that seems to be a little sideways in all of this was if you remember Woj's original reports on the day of the NBA Finals, he said Dan Hurley was always the guy. And I think what we know now, there's probably no chance that's true.
Yeah.
Not that Dan Hurley, you know, wasn't in a conversation between Genie and Rob Pelinka, but the idea that it was him from the beginning doesn't check out because you could have contacted him from the beginning and you didn't.
Right.
You contacted him, and in a span of a handful of days, it became, you know, the contact happened. Woj makes it public. Hurley flies out there, flies back, takes the weekend off, and then turns the job down first thing Monday morning.
One of the conspiracy theories is that Woj brought Hurley to the Lakers.
Yeah.
Not like so how you just said, okay, before we go to JJ, man, there's one guy that we really could be looking at. I don't know.
What have we been laughing about for the last 20 minutes? Who's Adrian Wojnarowski's source?
Rob Pelinka.
It's Rob Pelinka. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of breadcrumbs to what you're saying.
Right. And that's where it was like maybe the last ditch effort for Dan, they weren't even thinking about Dan Hurley until Woj brought them Dan, like, hey, this dude might be interested. Take a look.
So here's the one thing that I can't connect, though. If it happened that quick, why did Woj make this public?
I don't know.
Because it's not like it was a secret for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been a secret for
a week.
If that, yeah.
I think all that happened really fast. I think all of it happened.
And it kind of went, hey, Dan, I got to run with this, man. Sorry. Yeah. Like, Woj is out here, or Shams is out here making me look foolish.
Dan is like, what do you mean? You told me this was going to be quiet.
I got to drop Family Matters, bro. I'm sorry, man. I got to put this out.
You told me that this would be quiet. What do you mean you have to put this out?
Sorry, man.
This is ridiculous.
He dropped 616 in Los Angeles. I got to put it out. Yeah, so really, it's really odd. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is really odd. It's a weird trip to get us to where we were thought we were going to be 7 weeks ago.
Yeah, and now here we are, less than a week before the draft, and you just now make your hire.
Well,
and
see,
the Cavs still don't even have a coach.
And now Detroit's just starting their search. Detroit fired their head coach a week before the draft.
Yeah, Kenny might have been right. Coaches just don't matter in the NBA.
Why would they do that?
And this isn't an over exaggeration. Like, this is a critical offseason for Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously can't afford to get this coaching hire wrong, but they really can't afford to get much wrong this postseason. And now they're here. Doing what?
That's crazy. And then that's crazy. And then to fire your coach a week before the draft is even crazier.
Shout out to the owner.
Malik want to go there?
Malik, you ain't going there, Malik.
Malik want to go there?
Malik ain't going there.
These guys are a mess.
They really fired Monty Williams a year into a six-year contract.
Yes.
Well, that's the thing, too. I don't even know the way I read it, if that was Trajan Langdon's call. It was the owner's.
They said it was the owner's, but all right.
Mm.
Like, you just brought in a new GM. Like, maybe obviously, a decision like that, the owner does have to make the call.
Mm-hmm.
That final decision has to be made by the owners.
Right.
But it could also be, Trajan, what you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
What is your vision for this team? I'm rich. I can pay him I can pay him $65 million to go home.
Mm.
What do you want to do? And Trajan can hit him with the, I need to hire my own coach and start building this thing out the way I want to. Because if these young guys can't develop under Monty Williams, we're just going to be set a year behind and we're going to be starting a year late.
Yeah.
And we don't want to lose another year of Kay Cunningham.
Mm.
And the young guys that we got here, Jaden Ivey included.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'll make the call. I'll take the heat. It's like the Montreal screw job. Sean, put everything on me. And you tell him, hey, it's my decision to, which is true. Like, mm-hmm. he has to make the final call. But I don't think Trajan was like, oh my God, they fired Monty Williams. I don't think that happened.
Monty, swear to God, my hands are clean on this. Swear to God, Monty.
We'll see by what you do tomorrow night. All right, we'll come back. We're just getting started. The Lakers have a new head coach, and the Boston Celtics do not.
Mm-hmm.
How quickly does Cleveland move to hire their guy? It sure feels like it's James Borrega, but at this point, who knows? This is one of the weirdest coaching cycles in recent memory. De'Aaron Fox talked to the local media at his basketball camp in Rockland yesterday. We'll run that sound for you as well. He talked about Mike. He talked about Malik. Spoiler alert for those who haven't heard it. You've already heard it.
Hmm.
His words have not changed. We'll elaborate. Stealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
What the hell is going on in here?
You guys are tripping, not me.
That was the craziest thing I've heard all month.
My family, we don't put salt in our eggs. We don't do that.
You put salt on your scrambled eggs, and if you make the
that's disgusting.
The boiled egg, like, it's, you put salt on there too. So I'm
you put salt on your eggs, like when you lose your taste.
It's what? I don't.
I made eggs this morning. Put my salt and pepper on there. Mixed them up.
See, no, I just make eggs. Mix them with some potatoes. Throw some broccoli, and then we're good.
I mean, that's good. All that is fine.
You need I don't throw salt on it, though.
There's no seasoning in any of that. You don't put salt on your broccoli?
Well, no, I do salt, pepper, and, like, olive oil on the broccoli, and then, like, I season the potatoes a bit. I don't season the eggs, though.
And shadowing Devin over there. Yeah. Yeah, who does that?
I can eat eggs
with these kids.
No, Devin's with you guys. Devin's with you guys.
Man. Oh, okay.
I mean, I can eat eggs by themselves and stuff, but like, I don't think you need to add seasoning.
No, okay, no. I think we've cleared this up. You season the other two ingredients that you mix with your eggs.
Yeah.
Most that's of the time. What you're doing. Like, Jesse.
All I'm saying
it's
is
the same thing. You make
eggs. Salt on the eggs makes it worse.
Oh my gosh. Well,
what are you booing me for? I'm right.
This is how CM Punk felt in AEW. I work with a bunch of goddamn children. This is ridiculous. This is the wildest thing that's ever happened.
No, the funny thing was when he brought it to us, he was like, hey, the craziest thing I heard is somebody putting salt on their eggs. Ew.
Well, said, what well it's like you guys, like, I'm not just not seasoning my food, though. It's just not the eggs.
Yeah, I hadn't had that happen before.
This is weirder than the Back to the Future 2 conversation that hits.
Which was, I was going to curse, but that was crazy.
It was crazy. No, I think it was universally agreed upon that it was crazy.
Nobody was listening. Well, nobody was listening.
All right, maybe, all listening.
All right, maybe I'm not solid. I put salt on my eggs, but like when I throw in burritos, like I throw tapatio in there and stuff, so maybe that's the way I'm going around it then. Like I don't put like stuff on my eggs, but I mix it with like tapatio hot sauce.
Do you ever eat eggs by themselves, just with nothing else? No broccoli, no potatoes.
We don't got nothing like in the house, and I haven't gone grocery shopping, yeah.
And you don't put anything on them?
No, I just eat them.
All right. Man, I hadn't heard that one.
That's different.
I hadn't heard that one.
That's different.
But to each his own. Jay-Z once said, what you eat don't make me.
Well, he did say that. He did, in fact, say that. Whew. All right. That was a strange topic derail moment.
No, Kale's not what Dick says. Jesse eating like he's in jail.
A couple of pieces of toast and some eggs.
That's what I had this morning. Man. I had some nice toast. You know what's really crazy? Abel might get this too. But you have your country thyme, butter, margarine, whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I use that a lot, like over the course of the years. Just do that, put that on your toast or anything, right? And then randomly, Jazz made us toast one time and used butter.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Reese acted like it was a revelation. Like, oh my gosh, what did you do to this toast? And it was the best toast ever, right? This is a few months ago. Best toast I've ever had. Because she put butter on there as opposed to the country thyme.
Mm-hmm.
And we just man, we was going crazy. So not too long ago, we were out of butter. And I wanted some toast. I'd already put it in the toaster or whatever. And then I realized we were out of butter. I was like, oh, man. Then the little country thyme was there. I was like, maybe I was tripping. I'll just put some country thyme on here. It'll be all right. Awful. I said, this is crap. I almost threw it in the trash.
Oh, man. Wow.
I can't believe I've deprived myself that long of real butter on toast. That's crazy.
What bread do you use for toast?
I can't remember. I mean, it's wheat, but I can't remember the brand.
I feel like the only bread I keep in my house is sourdough.
Yeah.
Besides the bread I make French toast with.
Mm.
Which I found this new bread at Whole Foods. That's phenomenal. Wow, has this like little chocolate
that's
swirl.
That's $100 bread. Like the $100 cheesesteak. That's $100 bread.
$100 cheesesteak?
Yeah, I've told this story before. That's how Nipsey got the idea.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what bread. It's a little like, it's more expensive than some other brands of bread.
The Kendrick concert is making Sports Center. Or whatever show this is, NBA Today.
Yeah, they had an NBA angle to it.
My boy Russ had the time of his life.
Russ couldn't wait.
I love that shirt DeMar DeRozan has. I think I saw that shirt served to me on Instagram once. That shirt he had was fire.
I didn't see that part live because I was doing some other stuff. I didn't watch the show live. I just kind of kept up on Twitter. And I went back and watched it later in the night. And we didn't get to the not like us part yet. So I didn't see what DeMar had on.
DeMar had on the He had it was an Easy E shirt. It was like a big head Easy E shirt with the Compton hat on. It was fire. Yeah, you missed out. That was that Not Like Us was incredible.
No, the getting those guys on stage. That's like I've seen the clips on Twitter and stuff like that. Getting those guys on stage, Dre intro.
But that was the fifth time. that was the fifth go around of Not Like Us when everybody was on stage.
Like I said, I'm definitely in the minority. I'm not a big fan of that song. I'm just not a big fan. Like I don't really like the song crazy. That much.
Yeah, you are absolutely nuts with that.
But it gets
that song
moving.
Tracking towards the song of the year now.
It definitely gets. It is the song of the year. I can't imagine one bigger.
I can't either. I can't
when did
either.
Like that come out. I mean, and it's
right before. Like, and those might be true. One too.
I those like that one, a lot better than Not Like Us.
Yeah, his performance of Like That was incredible too. I thought he did
a phenomenal.
I thought Future. I kind of was. I thought Future might come out,
but
when it came to Kendrick. It was his former TDE guys that came out with him. And then, of course, the big reveal at the end with Dr. Dre doing Still DRE. And then when he called him back, I had no clue what he was going to do. Mm. I thought, oh, maybe Snoop's coming out. Maybe. And then when he dropped the I See Dead People.
Mm, they went crazy in the forum.
There aren't very many like I talked about. I'll talk about this on Corners of the Culture later on 102.5, but there's a lot of like iconic performances that are associated with rock artists. Mm-hmm. Like I think Jimi Hendrix, and I think it's Woodstock gets referenced a lot. Freddie Mercury, Live Aid is insane. Mm. Then you have DMX at Woodstock 99. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the list gets really, it's a really, really short list. Mm-hmm. And I just came that like Pac at House of Blues is on there. You reminded me of Jay in 2001 mm-hmm. at Summer Jam. This one's up there.
Absolutely.
This up there is one of the iconic moments in all of music history.
Absolutely. No doubt about
it. A 4-hour love letter to Los Angeles.
There are so many, to me, there are three layers to that show that just make it iconic. Number one, you've got the whole notion of him unifying Los Angeles, bringing all those Los Angeles artists in one place for one show through the three different sets. I mean, it's just, there's nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like what that show was able to do for Los Angeles. It was unbelievable. Then you've got the aspect of this Kendrick-Drake beef. Kendrick winning. And this essentially was the championship parade, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's like mm-hmm. he won the chip and the pop out was the championship parade.
Mm-hmm.
And they were celebrating the win, which was dope to see. So that's the second angle. The third angle for me is
Why are you talking about Kendrick and Drake?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember who wrote it, but someone said like Kendrick's got to. Drake's got to respond to this, right?
Respond to what?
Well, someone quote tweeted and said, "Yep, he's got to do a concert with Caitlin Clark. That's the only way to answer." And I fell out.
That's funny.
I died.
That is funny, man. But so the third part of it for me is Kendrick has, down there at least, has always been the one. I'll never forget, it was like 2009, maybe 2010 or so, and maybe even a little later than that, like 2011. But Kendrick, the like Swimming Pools wasn't out yet. Mm-hmm. I think Section 80 was out, maybe. But I remember my guy that I was working at the gym with, he was like, "Yo, man, you heard of Kendrick Lamar?" And I was like, nah, I ain't really heard of him. He's like, oh yeah, this dude right here, like he's it, like he's the next coming to Nas, like real talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, word? He's like, nah, he is next. And I preface that by saying, he has always been the one. He's been the one in LA that they're like, this is the guy that's gonna bring us our championship. Mm-hmm. He's gonna be our GOAT, and he's going to be a GOAT for hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
And last night was essentially the culmination of 15 years or so of waiting and you know, trying to get to this point where this guy is, you know, in some eyes, the greatest,
mm-hmm.
or at least the greatest active rapper, or whatever you want to say. Like, they've been waiting 15 years for this show,
mm-hmm.
to put the crown on his head, man. And it was great. And I combined all those things, mm-hmm. man. It was a phenomenal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.